Decision Wisconsin coverage continues. This is overnight coverage of a 2024 presidential election. Now, here to bring you through the entire evening, here's your host, Steve Scafidi.
Oh, I think we're calling it morning at this point. 5 hours later with one more action-packed hour to go. Steve Scafidi, host of Political Power Hour, 620 WTMJ. Still waiting for those Milwaukee votes. Can I just say it's a bad look? Tabulator snafu. All of these gyrations to get the votes as of 402 and now it's 408. Still don't have them. There's a couple other areas that are having some tech issues, I'm told. Not to call out anybody for a tech issue because sometimes things are beyond your control. But at this point, you know, all these hours later, we should have the results. And I think most people are looking at the Hovde-Baldwin race, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. From my perspective, having watched a lot of these elections over time, I don't see, even with Milwaukee, and I could be wrong, but it seems like a lot of votes, 60,000 plus to make up. I still don't understand why networks like CNN still haven't put Trump over the top in this race. I'm trying to catch all of the networks, and we have Fox up, we have CNN, we've got ABC, NBC. Someone must have, I think NBC must have the electoral 270. This race is over, and we can go through all the gyrations here, but it's pretty stunning. At the beginning of the show, and I continue the ask, if you have a question, comments, 855-616-1620, WTMJ talk and text line, 414. Steve, here's a question for Trump supporters. How are they going to react in 1 year or 2 years when the cost of housing has not declined or when the price of eggs is still high? Or how are they going to react when their employer comes to them and asks them to take a pay cut so they can remain competitive due to import tariffs, which are now part of their cost structure? See, that's the thing about that tariff question. Trump said it's not a tax. Well, maybe 100 years ago it worked differently. But the way the corporate structure works now, this is a beef that I have because everything's passed on the consumer now. It has to do with the fundamental shift from how companies used to look and operate. In the, let's just say, old days, companies looked out for the interests of their customers and their employees. Fast forward to, let's say, 20 years ago, maybe a little longer than that. Companies look out for their stockholders first, then customers, and maybe employees. And that sea change away from customer changes the dynamic in how things are priced, how they impact the consumer. You see it in the gas industry all the time. Everything's passed down. There could be a threat of a shutdown or a closure. Boom, prices up 30, even if demand hasn't changed yet. Or supply hasn't changed yet. Boom. From the text line, only Fox has Trump over 270. All the others at 266, 267, which is an interesting phenomena, by the way. I'm looking at these numbers in all these swing states, and I can bring them up and quickly, you know, review them. When you're looking at this stuff, it's not really close. Somebody asked for a U.S. Senate update with 94%, which has been kind of where it's been at, of the votes tallied. Again, waiting for that Milwaukee count and a couple other smaller entities. It's 50-48 Hovde, who apparently made some comments on if we can get him, we'll get him. Otherwise, he said, I'll get back to you when we have this thing official. He's appearing, I'm watching him on the monitor right now, very confident with his wife. It would create a scenario where we have two conservative senators in Wisconsin, which is an interesting dynamic in 50-50 states. As that's happening, and oh, by the way, the U.S. Senate is right now with 7 seats still in play, 51 Republican, 42 Democrats. So Republicans have taken back that power. And in the House, Republicans have picked up 3 seats, so they will probably maintain that majority. Good news for House Speaker Mike Johnson. There's so much going on here that to unpack all of it is going to take some time. And I get that. But at some point, we need to get on with the results. Not any change in the congressional representation, although the Van Orden, Rebecca Cook race, pretty close. 11,000-ish margin for Derek Van Orden, 51-49. So for a newcomer, political newcomer, Rebecca Cook did fairly well. From the 262 on the WTMJ talk and text line, the remaining count is over 150,000 votes, so Baldwin might squeak to a win, else lose a very close race. It's fascinating. I mean, that's why I'm talking about it, because that's sort of the outlier here, wondering what might happen here. Somebody asked about all the referendums. I know that some of the local ones passed. I haven't had a chance because it's me and my producer Matt and Tiff. That's sort of been the team. Now all the morning people are starting to come in. Producer Greg Hill, Pancake Hill, and we got Eric Bilstead and Vince Vetrano. And Eric might jump in if he's got some breaking news on the Senate race or any breaking news at some point before 5 o'clock. Vince Vetrano's in. So things are ramping up here at WTMJ as we sort of get set to sort of lay it all out for you today on Wisconsin Morning News. Expanded edition of Political Power Hour on 620 WTMJ. Midday News with Greg and Jessica, who are probably very tired. Jessica worked the night shift before me and her show. Greg was out and about doing a great work covering one of the parties. So, and then spanning the state, Brian and the incredible Kristen Bry, who is going to join me in the 10 o'clock hour tomorrow to kind of give me her thoughts. And if you heard me on her show on Friday, I can tell you right now, Kristen is deeply impacted by this decision tonight, and I respect that. One, because she knows of politics and can break it down better than anybody, does her homework. But more importantly, she's a mom and a woman who feels impacted by this decision. So we'll probably flesh that out in more detail on tomorrow's program in the 10 o'clock hour. I may have one or two other guests trying to get Bill McCoshin to commit for at least his take on all this, because we got to give Bill McCoshin some love. He nailed this. He said it. I didn't believe him, but he got it right. And he's been saying it, a little inside baseball. He's been saying it for a while. I go, Bill, where are you getting this? He goes, I feel it. And one of the reasons the Friday edition is so good is because Bill is connected at a lot of different levels. And I don't know if I've told this story recently. Bill was the chief of staff for Governor Tommy Thompson. He still holds the record for being the youngest chief of staff for a U.S. governor in our country. Pretty sharp guy. Knows his stuff. And on this one, he absolutely nailed it. All right, we got to take a break. Get those texts in. Are you waking up? I'm just getting warmed up, and I got 45 minutes left, and then I'm taking a break, then I'm doing two more hours. Who knows? Maybe I'll jump on one of the other shows. Lots of energy. The question is, the big question, Matt, will I have a voice? That is the question. Right now, no clue. I think there's some hot tea and honey in my future. Hear that, honey? That's for you. Oh, yeah, the home stretch. I've never done 6 hours straight on the radio. I actually kind of enjoyed it. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for waking up now. I did take a nap yesterday afternoon, so I actually have more energy than I probably should have at 4:18, let's say 4:19 on a, what day is it? Wednesday. Did I say Thursday before? Someone said, you said Thursday. Wednesday. Today, 10 a.m., extra hour. So I got 9 to 10, regular show, 10 to 11, some guests talking about politics. Texter from the 779. Text me where that is. I have no idea where that area code is. Don't cry. I worked 36 hours straight during the blizzard in 2011. Funny story about that, even though it's not anything to do with politics. That was the year that the Packers won the Super Bowl against the Steelers. I went to that Super Bowl, but before that Super Bowl, I actually worked in Dallas the week before. In that week, I experienced an ice storm and a snowstorm. I think it was like the weekend before and then like the Friday of Super Bowl weekend. the city shut down. Apparently in Texas, stubborn Texans that they are, they don't have no roads solved. And the argument always said, well, we don't, it's a rare thing. Except they kept having these things, and they still don't have the emergency preparedness they should have. But set that aside. I'm sitting there in Texas, and my wife is experiencing, Kathy, is experiencing this snowstorm of like 100 years all by herself. And I'm telling, she's sending me, I think she was sending me pictures or texting me saying, you're not going to believe this. And she sent me pictures of like snow piled like crazy, crazy. And at one point she gets it sort of shoveled out and one of the neighbors helped her. And then I said to her, you know what you got to do though, Kath? You got to go and find where the vent is for the furnace. Otherwise it can shut the furnace down and you'll freeze to death. And she goes, okay, there's literally between our house and the neighbor's house, one solid wall of snow. I would literally die crawling my way to that intake. So she had my brother-in-law, Jeff, do it. True story. How about this? My friend Rose Gray, who is apparently listening, who just got back from Egypt, by the way. I listened to her talk about that. I think it was with John or one of the shows. Says, you're a political radio rock star. I've been listening through the night and am in awe. I'm just doing what they pay me to do, Rose Gray. You know that. That's what you do, too. We just do it at a higher level than everybody else. My wife will smack me upside the head for that arrogance. Let's see. From the 414 on the text line, this is from, I think, Greek from Greenfield. It's either Greek or Greg, one of the two. Do you think if they had a different candidate compared to Kamala Harris, that the Democrats would have had a better chance? It's a great question. We'll never know the answer. I said at the beginning of the show when James and Joe were on, that was the only choice they had, really. I mean, they could have. I advocated for them to open it up to the convention, which is what I said would happen, and it didn't happen. She probably still would have been the candidate, but at least vet that. But to go from not being a candidate to the nominee in like a month, it's probably a big reason why we're seeing what we're seeing happening tonight across this country. It's a admission that you got to put the time in. You can complain about Donald Trump all you want, and I certainly have. He gives you a lot of things to complain about. But you know what? He puts the work in. His schedule was grueling in this campaign. And last time I checked, he's almost 80 years old, and he will be the oldest elected president in January ever. So when you think about that, you know, you gotta be impressed by that. From the 608, Steve, still with you, buddy. I put buddy in there. I can empathize with Kristen B. and Democratic voters tonight as I was completely devastated when Barack Obama won his second term, Gary from Portage. Everybody's looking at this one of two ways. You're excited about what happened, or you're devastated. That's the reality of politics. It's what you do with that. I've had the same conversation like 50 times on text since now last night. What are you going to do with that anger? What are you going to do with that despair? And on the other side of the equation, what are you going to do with a victory, overwhelming victory for Republicans across this country? What are you going to do with it? Are you going to divide the country, or are you going to unite the country? 779 area code is apparently for Rockford, so shout out to the Rockford listeners. A couple quick summaries here. So we are waiting for the results from Milwaukee still, and I haven't seen a refresh on that. I'll do it one more time just to see if we got anything new on that race, because it was still sitting there. Yeah, still at 94%. And that has not changed. And I think we are still about 60,000 votes separating Eric Hovde, Republican candidates, whatever 94,000 minus 39 is, right? It's at 55,000. My math's bad. At this point, I'm not going to do math. Let's just leave it that way. Let's just say there's a gap here. I'm being told there's 100,000 votes out there that's going to be this sort of mass refresh. My friend, Jeremy Janine from Urban Milwaukee is covering this story, and I keep texting him saying, what's going on? What's going on? It's sort of, at this point, it's almost inexcusable we don't have these votes in. I understand technology, sort of, but at this point, let's get down to it. Let's figure this out, and let's get some results here. Do I think Tammy Baldwin's going to make up the gap? I don't know. She could. If there's 115,000 votes, that might happen. But at this point, that's what separates it. When you look at the country, certainly Donald Trump is in as good a position as you get, even with a few states outlying. For some reason, some of the networks don't want to put him over the top. I don't know what because I'm not watching or listening to their content. But the amazing thing about this race from the former president's perspective, apparently going to win the popular vote. That was not expected. And whether it's Michigan or Wisconsin or Arizona, Nevada, the impressiveness of this win for Donald Trump is something that's going to be talked about for quite some time. There's a lot of other races that Vince and Eric will update you on their program. All these school board referendums. I know Vince did a great piece that you can still find on our website about the incredible ask from our school district in the state of Wisconsin. And just to add on to what Vinny was reporting on that issue, and a lot of people wondering, why is this happening? I'll give you my quick 30-second to 45-second answer. Act 10 did a lot of things. It helped municipalities and school districts with their budgets, but it also ignored one sad fact of budgeting and the cost of administration, salaries, and everything else associated with running a community or running a school district. Those costs keep going up when you can't increase your levy to meet those increases. You get into serious trouble. That's why we've seen this flood of referendums. And just took a quick glance. The ones I've looked at, which is like four or five, I'm not going to say where they are because I don't want to misquote it, they've all passed. So voters sort of overwhelmingly are saying, you know what? School district impacts my bottom line, still going to do it. So that's an unofficial look at the school board referendums. You'll get a fuller accounting from Vince and Eric on Wisconsin Morning News. A quick break here on WTMJ. Decision Wisconsin, overnight or late night or early morning, whatever you want to call it. Steve Scavitti, host of Political Power Hour on 620 WTMJ, with you since 11. And I'm with you for another half hour before Vince and Eric do an expanded edition of Wisconsin Morning News. They got all the details, all those races. Before we get to any of that, here's the latest from ABC News.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu.
This will truly be the golden age of America.
Former President Trump claiming victory in the presidential race before supporters in West Palm Beach, Florida.
This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
ABC News is not yet projecting a winner in the presidential race. Vice President Harris will address her supporters later today. ABC News projects the Republican Party will take control of the Senate next year, although California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff won the race to replace the late Dianne Feinstein in the Senate. Abortion rights amendments passed in Missouri, Colorado, Maryland, and New York. Voters in Nebraska approve more restrictions on abortion. This is ABC News.
That is the latest from ABC. I'm going to give you a little bit of a recap here as we sort of sort out what happened last night and early this morning. Let's start with the President of the United States. Here's the latest look at the electoral map. This is why Donald Trump's sitting at 267. For all intents and purposes, this race is over. Only waiting on official calls in Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, and Arizona. He's got more than enough votes. He could win them all. He might win three or four. Doesn't matter. He'll have enough votes. He's at 267 right now. Harris, she's got 224. The most she's going to win is 230-something if she manages to get one of those states. So that's the electoral map. Sounds like popular vote. Donald Trump will also win that significantly, which is a surprise. 51% to 47%. We have an update on the Hovde Baldwin race, which is really, really fascinating here. They're up to 98% on that one. With 2% outstanding, I don't believe that Tammy Baldwin can make this up. And maybe Eric or Vince will disagree with me on that one. Unless, do we just have an update? Did Baldwin overcome that gap? Eric Bilstead just jumping in the studio here. What do we know?
Well, the one thing I can tell you is that ABC is now projecting that President Trump has won the state of Wisconsin,
yep,
which would put him over the 270 yep mark.
So just waiting for all those
yes
websites to be updated. I'm seeing a number at 97% U.S. Senate Wisconsin that puts Tammy Baldwin at 49.2 and Eric Hovde at 48.7. That's pretty remarkable, given the gap of 60,000 like
right
10 minutes ago.
Which, you know, they were waiting on those numbers. The senator had said from the beginning, we want to wait this out, especially. They were very confident that they could get the number they needed when they got all of Milwaukee in. Now, will this remain in the margin of error for some type of recount? Still yet to be determined at the moment.
Interesting, because I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong or say you don't know, I believe the city of Oak Creek had some tech issues. That's still outstanding, which probably wouldn't reflect the same sort of margins you would see in Milwaukee proper.
Yeah, Oak Creek has maybe the last standing on all of this.
Yeah, so with 97%, probably, I'm looking at the number 628,991 million in front of that, and then Hovde at 613. So roughly, my math is right here, about, 15,000 votes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually shocked by that, because I didn't think that she could make that up. But apparently the campaign was confident. They said that hours ago.
Right, yeah. So they clearly had numbers that they had seen. Obviously, we've seen the blue crush of Milwaukee and Madison before. So if you were putting two and two together, you thought maybe you'd be able to get to three, or to four in this case, with two and two.
It's somewhat remarkable. And in the presidential race with also 97, Trump with a probably about a 41,000 vote lead over Kamala Harris. You said they just called it.
Yep.
The race is over. Donald Trump. I see all the networks are now chiming in with the check mark that says Donald Trump has been elected the 47th president of the United States.
Now, Trump had declared it himself just around 2 o'clock this morning, announcing that he would become the next president. All signs indicated that would be the case. And Wisconsin is the state that will put him over the edge with our electoral votes.
So for all of you that are listening to the show, and I know a lot of you folks are tuning in to hear Vince and Eric with Expanded Edition of Wisconsin Morning News, that's sort of a big development, because it was a bad night for Democrats. And it didn't look good for Tammy Baldwin hours and hours ago, but now it appears, again, not final, not official, as we heard in all the great reports by Adam Roberts doing the interviews, these aren't official numbers. All this stuff has to be checked and double-checked and then certified, of course, to make them official.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, Tammy Baldwin appears to have overtaken Hovde's lead, which puts it back in the Democrat column in the U.S. Senate at this moment.
And depending how this would all end, don't forget, there is also that opportunity potentially for a recount, no matter which side
yes
is on the other. You know, there's the ability to make your own recount. You can fund it yourself, or if you're within a certain percentage point, it can be done automatically. We'll see where this falls.
Yeah, my understanding it's one is it 0.1?
It was just recently switched, so
yeah,
it's a very tight margin.
Yeah, it's 0.5 right now is the margin, at least with 97%. Now, again, if Oak Creek's still outstanding, and there's probably a few other municipalities that might be throwing in some more votes, you don't get to 100% for a while here.
Right, true.
Very close race, but certainly a big sort of game changer at the last minute, maybe something that all the Democrats out there, and I have tons of Democrats who listen to my show and have listened along tonight, that might be a victory for, in some way, a little solace in what was a tough night for Democrats.
Well, it makes it a very unique state, as always. Wisconsin is always like this, where you're never quite sure how everything is going to fall out. And here you have President Trump appearing, projected now to win Wisconsin. And then if this actually comes to be that Senator Baldwin also wins Wisconsin, again, you have a split ticket there.
It's a crazy state.
And then you have the whole state Senate District 8. That is the Dewey-Strobel
yeah
and Sinekin race, and it appears the Democrat has won that district.
Yeah.
So again, just a very unique moment in our state.
You've covered politics for so long for WTMJ.
Nothing surprises me anymore.
No, I was going to say, I mean, this is like par for the course. We're
yeah
always shocked by what happens.
Right.
But, and the latest news, Tammy Baldwin apparently overcoming that Hovde lead. Now, correctly, both candidates sort of backed away from
Hovde
was very confident, and he said he would get back to his voters and his fans. But at some point, Tammy Baldwin, I read the release that her campaign put out. She thought she had what it would take in Milwaukee to overcome it, and apparently with 97% of the votes counted, 49.2 compared to Hovde at 48.7. Fascinating stuff.
Overall, I think one of the surprises that you're going to hear from political observers is the former president, now president-elect, likely just according to the projections, Donald Trump winning the popular vote. I don't think many expected that to happen.
He's got 70 million, and Harris has roughly 66. I did not see that coming. And you want to talk about a wave? That's a wave that shows the power. And again, I know that half the country hates Donald Trump. It shows the power of that candidate, former president, doing what he said he would do. And he has delivered on election night. And you look at the electoral map, there's not a whole lot of love for Democrats on that thing. And, you know, it's a startling sort of wake-up call for Democrats that you didn't do what it takes to win this election. I'm going to take a break here. Oh, we're going to hit ABC. How about that? So I always take direction well when I'm doing my show, and I'll certainly take direction well after 5 hours plus on this show.
Yeah, so the network here coming up in about 65 seconds.
And what are they going to tell us? The race is over for president.
Well, yeah, and that's what you're seeing right now. All the headlines that are popping up on the internets and on all the cable news programs as we speak is that it's now projected that Donald Trump will win the presidency. This is something that many people went to bed already reading the tea leaves on. It appeared to be leaning that way for the last several hours. But here we are. He is now over the Electoral College number.
Remember, we're all speculating about when this thing, like last election, Saturday? Right?
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, it's time. It's 4:30-something, and here we are.
It was Pennsylvania that pretty much really tipped it in. But once you saw a PA go, then that's kind of what happened.
Good observation on a popular vote. I did not see that coming at all. And I think that's an indication that for whatever reason, there's enough Americans who weren't happy with where things were going and maybe their personal budgets and all the other things we've talked about. And they said, you know what? We want to change, and we're going to get change. At least coming in January. So we're going to go in a second here to the latest news on the race from ABC.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News can project Donald Trump will once again be president of the United States in what has been one of the most remarkable political comebacks in U.S. history.
We overcame obstacles that nobody thought possible, and it is now clear that we've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened. Is this crazy?
Wisconsin putting Trump over the top with that projection coming in the last few minutes. Early signs that the race was going Trump's way, winning the swing states of Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. ABC's Lindsay Davis.
The white voters, which made up 71% of the electorate, 55% went for Donald Trump. If you look at black voters, overwhelmingly 86% went for Kamala Harris.
Republicans also made gains among Hispanic voters. The GOP also winning control of the Senate after flipping Democratic-held seats in several states. Final House numbers still being counted. This is ABC News.
A lot of last-minute shuffling in the U.S. Senate race. I'm looking at the screen here, and so that's what 97% counted. We're awaiting a phone call from Jeremy Janine, who is at Central Count, to sort of give us the update there. What I'm seeing with 97% counted, Tammy Baldwin apparently leaping over Eric Hovde with 49.2% to Eric Hovde's 48.7, unofficial. That's what I'm seeing on a website, so take it for what it's worth. Jeremy Janine is at the Central Count. He will join us momentarily and give us what he knows. It's sort of a stunning. Yeah, there it is. They're showing it on, I believe it's, is that ABC? Showing the change, last minute change in the last half hour. Tough to beat. Tammy Baldwin, if these numbers hold and it becomes official and certified, will be a three-term U.S. Senator. For the state of Wisconsin, totally changes the dynamic because an hour ago we were talking about everything going Republicans' way. That is a huge shift in the race. I got to apologize to Josh Showman, Washington County Executive. He was going to join us. If he's still out there somewhere, If you can call in at 4:50, I'd love to hear what the Washington County has to say about all the things that happened. So, Josh, if you're out there, give me a call about 4:50. We'll wrap the show, the six-hour edition of Decision Wisconsin, with an update on that. Quick look at the text line as we're waiting for Jeremy Janine. Fox News had Trump over three hours ago. Yeah, I was watching. I have Fox up. All the networks now have the Donald Trump win. That was the news from ABC. Patrick from Lamira, AP News has put Trump winning Wisconsin now. I talked about despair out there. There's some of that as well. 262, these school systems are way bloated. Like us, you need to live within our means. Look at all the six-figure administrators in MPS, for example. That debate is going to continue. There's a lot to that. I gave you what I thought. As somebody who managed a million-dollar budget for a community, the cost of running things doesn't go up. Are there excesses? Sure. I personally, if I was a school district, I wouldn't be investing all my resources in athletic facilities, but just drive around school districts in Wisconsin, you can certainly see all of that. Somebody else made the point about the race. Did the fact that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance going on Joe Rogan change it? I don't know. They call it, well, the term they used was a Rogan bro. I don't know if that's a thing or not. Lots of things will be determined after the fact that when this race is over, we'll learn a lot. All right, joining us on the WTMJ hotline from Urban Milwaukee, Jeremy Janine. What do you have for us, Jeremy?
Well, first, Steve, I think it's time we go to bed. But Tammy Baldwin, I won't call it an upset, but she just had quite the performance with the Milwaukee absentees and is now headed back to Washington.
So that, I mean, it's a stunning thing. I was refreshing and refreshing and refreshing, and it wasn't changing. And then all of a sudden, I saw some video on one of the locals here that was showing some activity. And then I hit refresh, and she jumped over Hovde. Has there been any reaction that you know? I know you're kind of locked into what you're doing there. Any reaction from the Hovde campaign yet?
I've not heard anything from the Hovde campaign. Baldwin declared victory. There is, and very close to you, the city of Oak Creek is still outstanding. Baldwin has a margin right now statewide of about 15,000 votes. The city of Oak Creek has not reported its 12,000 absentee votes. Obviously, if you do some quick math there, even if Hovde gets 100% of Oak Creek, he still comes up short.
Yeah, and not to pick on Oak Creek because that's the community I live in, but there was apparently a tech issue that was pretty serious. So they have resolved that. And I know one thing about Oak Creek. They are accurate counters of votes because I was in a recount once when I was in Alderman, and they didn't miss at all. So that will come in at some point. Jeremy, I just want to thank you for all the great work you've done on the show tonight. You've been juggling a lot of things. A lot of news from Central Con. I'm sure we'll talk about it next Tuesday. But from what happened with that snafu with the tabulators early, they sort of figured it out. And for at least one of the campaigns, in this case Tammy Baldwin, the news was rather good.
Yes, and just to reiterate to anyone listening that has a hint of concern to them, the city of Milwaukee many hours ago was telling us exactly how many votes they had, similar to Oak Creek. We knew, based on both those cities' histories, about how many were going to break for Baldwin. I was talking to Republicans at Central County Milwaukee, and they were talking about, okay, this is going to be really close when it comes in, and Baldwin did even better than expected, but those are all paper ballots. They all exist. If there is a recount, there's a whole chain of custody. We can walk backwards.
All right, Jeremy, get some sleep. I got to get back and do the show at 9, so I need to get a couple hours of shut-eye as well. Thanks for the great work.
Thanks. You too, Steve.
All right, Jeremy Janine, Urban Milwaukee. We'll take a break, and then maybe, just maybe, Josh Showman, county executive from Washington County, will join me. I was supposed to go to him at 3:30. I was so busy that I forgot. If he's still out there and he wants to join, we'll have Josh Showman. Lots going on in Washington County, by the way. We'll wrap our six-hour edition of Decision Wisconsin after that. Winding it up to the Wisconsin Morning News program with Eric Bilstead and Vince Vetrano. And possibly one more guest before we get out of there. Otherwise, we'll do something else. Before we get to any of that, here's the latest on the presidential race from ABC.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Andy Field. Polls have closed in every state, and ABC News now projects former President Donald Trump will win the 2024 presidential race. Early this morning, Mr. Trump declared victory even before having the Electoral College votes to regain the White House.
Frankly, this was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time. There's never been anything like this in this country.
It appears Mr. Trump has won the critical swing state of Wisconsin, which puts him on the path to win the Electoral College vote. Winners still not declared or final counts yet in Michigan, Maine, Arizona, Nevada, and Alaska. The current count has Mr. Trump with 277 electoral votes to Kamala Harris's 224. Donald Trump appears to have won in Pennsylvania and North Carolina. Vice President Harris behind by 120,000 votes in Georgia. This is ABC News.
All right, I'm late for Josh Shulman, Washington County Executive, so I apologize for that. But he joins me on the hotline because I wanted to hear from him. Proud Republican in the state of Wisconsin, great local leader. Give me your thoughts, County Executive, on what you witnessed tonight.
Well, quite a night, no doubt about that. You know, here's one thing I've learned. We have to reform this central count process. I mean, it's, what, almost 5 in the morning. Milwaukee just comes in. West Bend, I still don't think, is quite in. It's a problem. But you know what? From my perspective as a Republican, it's a great day in America, great day to be a Republican in Wisconsin. Looks like Senator Baldwin is going to hold on, and Eric Hovsey is going to come up just short. But, you know, President Trump with a big win, and I would say, by most standards, a landslide nationwide.
You're one of those guys that gets stuff done, and we've talked a lot on when you join me once a month on the program about the things that you've done in your county. But when you look at what's next, this is sort of a great way to end my 6 hours on the radio talking about this election. What's next for this country? We have Donald Trump, very divisive figure, but won in it's not a landslide, but he won significantly. He won the popular vote, which has always been the complaint. He can't win the popular vote. He won that. What comes next?
Well, look, I mean, I think if you look at the exit polls on who has supported him, not only is it a popular vote win, but it's a broad consensus win. I mean, the turnout, the racial turnout, it looks like from the exit polls, has been very unifying. I think there's a large rejection, especially of the economic policies of President Biden and Vice President Harris, and people are willing and ready to turn the page. What that page turn looks like is important. And I think what you're seeing is President Trump built a coalition with Tulsi Gabbard and Robert Kennedy Jr. and others that really looks like what most of America expects, and that's for us to work together. And hopefully that'll be a precedent that is set nationwide that we can see play out in 2026 and 2028 and beyond.
Washington County Executive Josh Shulman joins me. He joins me every third Wednesday on the program on the Political Power Hour. Let's focus on Washington County. What did you see with your turnouts? How did things go when, as far as election administration? You know, we were talking about the Central Count issue. What else happened up there?
Yeah, well, we talk all the time nationally about the blue wall, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And, you know, for decades, we've been talking about the wow counties here in Washington County. And I think the numbers are pretty staggering out of what used to be the red wall of the wow counties. Washington County held strong. Trump replicated his performance in 2020 here in Washington County and significantly underperformed in Waukesha and Ozaukee counties. And then to win Wisconsin really drove up the rural vote. So, you know, here in Washington County, I think our election integrity package, the over 300 hours of additional in-person absentee voting really paid off. You know, and we heard from our clerks, we heard from voters how satisfied they were with that opportunity. Our numbers prove it. When you give people extra opportunities to exercise their right to vote, they do it. I think that should be replicated statewide. And, you know, then other reforms just need to happen. You know, we had a number of municipalities do individual hand counts, and they prove what you'd expect they prove. The machines are doing what they're supposed to do. And in many cases, we're talking about perfectly accurate results. So, and when it's not, it's one or two votes. It's not thousands. It's not even hundreds. It's not even dozens. So it really boils down to, I think, here in Washington County, we've got reforms that are looking forward, that are focused on the people, and I believe that's something that the people have spoken again last night and this morning, that they want to continue to see as good, positive reforms that are focused on people.
Get some sleep. I'm going to do that for at least a couple hours before I get back here. Always appreciate your time. Thanks for being patient with me, and we'll talk in a couple weeks.
Thanks for your work. God bless America.
All right. Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. I want to say thanks to a few people. First of all, producer Matt with me all night did a fantastic job. Thanks for your help. Tiff Pua, news director, who was here for all those updates and really kept me focused on the news as it was breaking. Eric Bilstead, who jumped in a little bit here. Joseph Heckey and James Wagerson, one left, one right, one Democrat, one Republican, and as James correctly put it, a real conservative. Couldn't have done it without you. Great insight into this election. I guess I'll sum it up this way. I was shocked by the results, but when you look at the final results, and again, it's not final yet, but the results are startling in a couple ways, and I'll get to the Hovde Baldwin thing here in a second. Donald Trump won an impressive victory tonight. He will be the 47th president of the United States, just as he served as the 45th. I don't think a lot of people saw that coming. I didn't see it coming. But it makes a statement that at least a percentage of our population said, you know what? Not happy with the economy, not happy with the crime and the border policy. And they said, you know, we're going to do something about it. We're going to do it our votes. That's how it works. So for all the folks who are looking at all of that, that's Election Day in action. And the Hovde Baldwin race, I guess it speaks to that whole central count issue that Josh County Executive Josh Shulman was talking about. It just comes in late. We're going to be looking at that story in a lot of detail. I know Vince and Eric will do that in Wisconsin Morning News. Thanks to all of you for staying up with me. Thanks to all the texters who were there for me all night. Great questions, great comments. Appreciate you sticking with me for 6 hours. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to try to sleep. I'm probably not going to because I'm wired like a rabbit after drinking 8 cups of coffee. That's the total, 8. So thanks for listening. News is next.